This is the PM News Brief for Thursday, January 19th, 2023. I'm Jim Johnson. The legislative session is just around the corner, and education reform is again at the top of lawmakers' lists. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on the legislative priorities the Oklahoma Senate plans to focus on this year.
Republican Senator and Education Committee Chair Adam Pugh unveiled 14 legislative priorities Wednesday he says came about from hundreds of talks with educators. And despite vouchers being a persistent part of now Superintendent Ryan Walter's agenda, there's no mention of vouchers in Pugh's plan. Some proposals aim to attract teachers, like mandating 12 weeks of paid maternity leave, bumping the minimum salary to 40 grand, and making it easier for out-of-state teacher certifications to be recognized in Oklahoma. But Pugh says the bills will likely change throughout the session.
We'll have the chance to sharpen this plan, and I'll have the chance to see legislation that my colleagues have filed and see what's important to them and where their priorities are and how we can use this plan as maybe a blueprint.
The legislative session begins February 6th. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
An Oklahoma lawmaker has filed a bill that aims to help first responders with their mental health. Republican Senator Julie Daniels filed Senate Bill 379 that would make mental health wellness training for first responders necessary in order to earn a peace officer certification. The measure would require 8 hours of mental and behavioral health wellness training as part of the certification. It would also incorporate a continuing education requirement. Daniels said the job merits making sure first responders can take care of themselves. The city of Enid has received $8 million in federal funds for water infrastructure projects. OPMX's Grayson Wheeler has more on this story.
Right now, Enid relies on more than 100 groundwater wells to support its 50,000 residents. In response to current demand, drought conditions, and anticipated population growth, the city is working to shore up its existing water infrastructure and secure an alternative surface water source. Enid has received $4 million to update an existing pipeline carrying water from a well site in Ames, about 20 miles southwest of the city. That pipeline is 70 years old. The city also received another $4 million to help build over 70 miles of new pipe to carry water from Caw Lake. That project's overall cost is just shy of $500 million, which will mostly be covered by outside grants, sales tax, and utility payments. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
And a new app is helping visitors explore Southwest Oklahoma. OPMX's Becca Fountain reports on how you can learn more about the Lawton area from your smartphone with the app called Visit Lawton Fort Sill.
Chamber President Krista Ratliff says the app will connect users with the community.
We have pre-designed tours of Lawton Fort Sill history, African American history, Native American history, wildlife and lakes, and then you can interject restaurants into that tour as well.
To learn more about the app and the chamber, visit LawtonFortSillChamber.com. In Lawton, I'm Becca Fountain.
Thanks for making KGOU your NPR source. If you haven't already, we invite you to subscribe as well to the AM News Brief, presented each weekday morning, courtesy of our morning host and reporter, Nick Daniels.